If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we had hoped to have with us Ralph Everson, who certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people in the world as far as the Masonic influence in the United States, and of course the origin of Masonry, which most people don't understand. In fact, I dare say that most Masons have no idea what Masonry is really about. But Sydney, if we don't get Ralph, I'm just going to have to open up the lines here at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Because I think it's vitally important that people understand that Masonry is the prototype of the secret societies that dominate our nation today. It's not the only one. We have other secret societies, one that is so secret that neither the president nor his opponent in the election of 2004, John Kerry, neither one would talk about the secret society that they belong to. Both of them belong to Skull and Bones. Tim Russert interviewed both of them, asked them both about the secret society they belong to, and both said that, well, it was so secret they couldn't discuss it. But, of course, you can trace the Skull and Bones organized back in 1832 after a man named Mr. Russell actually had gone to Bavaria and contacted the people there and got the prototype for it. And certainly the Skull and Bone Society, which had branches in Bavaria back in 1832, was very, very closely linked to the Illuminati. Now, what do we know about the Illuminati? Well, probably one of the best sources of information, although certainly circumscribed in what it says, but certainly, as far as describing what happened in Europe, the best source of this is a book entitled Fire in the Minds of Men, a phrase that President Bush used in his second inaugural address. We'll light a fire in the minds of men. But, of course, the book is written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but indeed a very thorough liberal scholar who has written a book about the secret societies that created the French Revolution and the continuing revolution that exists until the time the book was written. He said, of course, it started with the French Revolution, this world revolution, and continued right up to the Cuban Revolution in 1959. And he cites revolution after revolution, but they were all tied into this continuity of secret societies. Now, here's a book written by the Librarian of Congress, the former head of the Smithsonian Institute, Fire in the Minds of Men. We actually offer the book. We, of course, have a DVD we put together called The World Revolution, where we discuss this whole idea. We interviewed the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, who will tell you that Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. He was given the country by the American State Department and the Central Intelligence Agency, who turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro, knowing full well he was a communist and always had been a communist. This is, of course, what the average American must never be allowed to understand, because the World Revolution really didn't begin with the French Revolution. It began with the American Revolution and the Masonic and other secret societies that were involved. And the purpose of the Masonic and other secret societies was eventually to bring about a world government using the financial and military power of the United States to accomplish that goal. And the fulfillment of this age-old goal of the mystery religions and secret societies, of which the Illuminati was simply part of that. The Illuminati organized in 1776, the same year when, of course, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, and, of course, this was ratified by our people, never realizing, of course, that many of the ideas set forward in our Declaration of Independence were aimed at carrying out the plan of the ancient mystery religions. Fortunately, before his death, Thomas Jefferson renounced all of this foolishness, and as he said, I've decided to lay my head on the soft pillow which Christ has provided for us. Realizing, of course, that all of this effort to understand the mysteries of the secret religions, and he probably never did understand what the real force was behind the mystery religions and behind the world revolutionary movement, which he embraced at the time he wrote the Declaration of Independence. And yet, the wording he used, I believe, was inspired not by the demonic forces behind the world revolution, but by the Lord who gave us this country. And, of course, the country was founded, first of all, by Christians, but also the occultists were here, the Masons were here, the Rosicrucians were here, the disciples of the ancient mystery religions were here. For it has always been the plan to use the United States of America to bring about a world government, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world today. Why doesn't John McCain or Obama, Barack Obama, ever mention the fact we've got troops stationed in 130 nations? We've got over 700 military bases throughout the world. We are keeping ruthless and tyrannical dictatorships in power and dictators in power all throughout the world. Why don't they mention this? Because both of them are globalists. They're not going to speak out against globalism. They're not going to speak out against this idea of a world government. They're going to tell you they're dedicated to maintaining our sovereignty, but they aren't. They're dedicated to this idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But what is the real goal of the mystery religions? Why it is to install Lucifer as ruler of the world. It is all a replay of Gnosticism. And if you read the 1966 Encyclopedia Americana, which we have in our library, in their section on Gnosticism, they will explain to you that there are two gods. There's the inferior god that the Christians believe in and the Jews believe in, and then there is the true God, the real source of power in the world and in the universe, and that is Lucifer, who is, of course, brought to earth by his mother, Sophia, who is also the mother of the inferior God that we worship. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, it is crazy talk, but we're, of course, not dealing with rational people. There really are people who worship a different God, and many of them are in key positions in government. And if you deny that, if you say that really can't be true, let me suggest you go to a website, williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and William actually has a segment there on the Skull and Bone Society, where you'll see the initiates bowing before a man dressed as Lucifer. And of course, that's the purpose of Skull and Bones. That's the reason why John Kerry didn't challenge the 2004 election. We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Oh, hello. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I'm going to ask our producer, if he's there, to call Ralph Epperson. The number is 800-422-3888. That's 800-422-3888. Or if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to hear Ralph, why don't you call him and remind him he's supposed to be on with us here? Under any circumstances, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, and we're talking about the Gnostic religion. Of course, it's come back recently, and many of the New Agers have gotten into the Gnostic religion because this, they believe, is the true religion, that there really is a demonic force out there, and you can tap into that, and you'll get great wealth. You'll get great power. You'll get great influence. You could even become the President of the United States, or a senator, or a congressman. And the trouble is, there really is great power there. There really is a force that you can tap into that will give you the wealth and the power and the notoriety and the fame you've always wanted, but at the cost of your eternal soul. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are demonic forces in the world, as Martin Luther described in his wonderful poem, entitled "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And if you haven't read the words of that great hymn or the great poem, you need to get it and read it. In fact, I'm going to be giving a talk tomorrow in Los Angeles, and of course concluding with Martin Luther's great hymn written 489 years ago, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," talking about the demonic forces that he recognized were at work in Europe back in 1515, when he actually pasted his complaints against the Catholic Church on the wall of the church there, at the door of the church in Wattenberg. And of course, it was in 1529. He wrote while hiding really from the people who wanted to have him burned at the stake for questioning the authority of the church. He wrote his great poem, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Well, the same battle is going on today, and the same demonic forces are at work within our society, moving us towards a war in the Middle East, a nuclear war, which is going to have a terrible, terrible influence here at home. People can't believe this sort of thing could happen, but then people would find it difficult to believe the Sybil Edmonds story. That's Sybil Edmonds, and I hope many of you have checked it out. You can get it on the Internet. Pull down the article that appeared in the London Times back on the 8th of January of this year, 2008. That's the 8th of January, 2008, London Times, the story, Sybil Edmonds. Google it in. You can get it or use your browser, pull it down. And Sybil Edmonds talked about the spy ring operating at the highest level of our government with the full support of the people in the American State Department, which, of course, as you understand, is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. It always is. and certainly the full support of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which has been ordered not to pursue its investigation of the spy ring and means of transferring nuclear technology and material to Pakistan so they can build their bombs so we can have a nuclear war. And already, of course, American forces are attacking Pakistan. We're sending special forces units into Pakistan with helicopter and bomber cover, supposedly to counter the wicked Taliban who are being funded by the Pakistani military, who are being funded with your tax money. It's the oldest game in the world. You create the best enemies money can buy, as we did with Adolf Hitler, as we did with the communists, and as we did in this country with the Aryan movement, the Aryan military movement, or the Nazi movement, or the communist movement. Yes, they were thoroughly infiltrated by the FBI and also funded by our intelligence agencies and by very wealthy people and by the great tax-exempt foundations. You needed an enemy, and you needed, of course, to know who the people were who were foolish enough to join these organizations. They are the ones you want to target. They're the ones you want to destroy. They're the ones who would challenge the move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, which is the common denominator of everything going on today. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, and I guess nobody's called Ralph Epperson. We'll hope that our producer will call him during the next break. But if you have a question or comment about what we're talking about the force that there really, the fact that there really is a spiritual battle going on today, there really are these secret societies, organizations like the Bohemian Grove. Now, fortunately, we have the internet, so you can read about the Bohemian Grove there, and of course we have a great DVD that Alex Jones put together, it's called Endgame, goes into the Bohemian Grove, and also, of course, the population control movement as it exists in the world today. But that Endgame DVD, excellent, part of it, shot up at the Bohemian Grove, and then, of course, there's the Bilderbergers. You can read about the Bilderbergers on the internet. You're not going to get the information elsewhere. We do have a wonderful four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have two books on the Bilderbergers. And we have, of course, Alex Jones' excellent DVD called Endgame, all on the Bilderbergers. And then there's the Bohemian Grove. We have Alex's DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Information you won't get elsewhere about how they revere the owl. Well, the owl, of course, is a statue of Moloch, and they have a feigned, at least we're told it's feigned, human sacrifice before this 40-foot stone owl every single year. And who's there? Why, the presidents of the United States. Herbert Hoover was there. Richard Nixon was there. Ronald Reagan was there. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bushes go there. Not when they're president, but after the president. George Herbert Walker Bush has been there, certainly on a regular basis. And, of course, his son has been there, but not at the present time. That's the Bohemian Grove up here in Santa Rosa, where they hold their occult ceremonies. And if you've never seen them, you can, of course, get the DVD, which we carry on the Bohemian Grove, or you can go to WilliamHKennedy.com, and watch their video, the pictures of the ceremony when the leaders of the world are wearing their black hoods and wearing their black gowns and carrying their candles and their chants and carrying out a feigned human sacrifice. I don't know how many of you ever saw the movie Eyes Wide Shut, which was put out, and of course the man who produced that movie died under mysterious circumstances before it was ever viewed across the world, but it's starred Tom Hanks, and it actually had, of course, these meetings that were held by the world leaders. And what are they doing? They're wearing their black hoods and their black gowns. And, isn't it interesting that before the movie was ever shown, why the man who produced it and directed it and died under mysterious circumstances, the last thing they want is for the American people to know that these things are really true. There really are secret societies. There are the Rosicrucians that date back to the 1400s, and you can actually go up on the internet and read their material. I mean, it's amazing, but how many people are going to do that. They have one of their temples over in San Jose, very close to where I live. They have another one back, I believe, in the eastern part of the United States. I wouldn't want to say exactly where it is, but certainly we know the Theosophists, which is a Satanist organization. All you need to do is read the writings of the woman who organized that, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, her book, The Secret Destiny. And if you want the exact references, page numbers, well, you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it and read it, as I did, because I found it difficult that she would actually write that Satan is God. The red devil Lucifer is God. This is the God that they worship. And, of course, they have their headquarters in Ojai in Southern California and back in Wheaton, Illinois. And many of the key figures in the United States, and many of our key scientists belong to the Theosophical Society. Why would they join? Because here is where they got their ideas for their wonderful inventions that were to transform society. I mean, where do you think Thomas Edison got his ideas? He was a dedicated follower of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. He would go into meditation or trances and come up with ideas for the electric light, for the various means of electronic transmission of ideas, for the motion picture. All of these things were things that came from Thomas Edison, a dedicated disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who was a Satanist. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Go up on the Internet and just type in Thomas Edison Theosophy, and you'll find out that he was. Get hold of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's book, The Secret Doctrine. That's The Secret Doctrine. You can get it. Every major city in the United States has a metaphysical bookstore. And there you can get The Secret Doctrine and read it through, especially Volume 2. But you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You won't have to waste your time trying to understand it, because it's so complicated and complex. It is written in an effort to confuse you so that you will not understand that there really are people who worship Lucifer. There really are people who worship Satan, and they are many times at the highest levels of society today. And they're behind the wars. They talk about, oh, how terrible wars are, why we've got to have world government, and yet they're the ones who push the wars, who push us into the Spanish-American War, in the British into the Boer War, the world into World War I, America, of course, into, and the world into World War II, and why they're planning on World War III. Of course, in the meantime, they got us into Vietnam, a no-win war. They got us into Korea, a no-win war. They sent the boys, the Cuban boys, into the Bay of Pigs to fight a battle. It was never intended to win, and we're not intending to win the battles over in Afghanistan or in Iraq. The battle, it was never wants to win. We're not intending to win to waste American lives, but then Afghanistan or to win. And if you doubt what I'm saying, if you question what I'm saying, please go to our website, and I believe it's the December 2007 letter. It is my newsletter at radioliberty.com, my December 2000 letter. The speech was given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, and of course he actually is giving the speech in October of 2007, where he says he commanded the forces in Iraq from 2003 to 2004, June of 2003 to June of 2004, head of the coalition forces, and he said, we weren't allowed to win. We weren't allowed to win. So, if we're not allowed to win, why are we sending our boys over there? To fight and bleed and suffer and die. To rally the people behind our government, at least many of them, because fortunately, an awful lot of people are getting smart and don't support the war, but they will when, of course, whatever is going to happen is going to happen, whether the Iranians will end up retaliating against American forces or sink one of our battleships or sink one of our aircraft carriers. But something is going to happen. Maybe we'll even sink the aircraft carrier to get the American people behind our government against that enemy that threatens to take away our freedom. Whereas it actually is the people in the highest levels of government who are taking away our freedom. Who do we have on the line?
That's me, Dr. Stan, Ralph Epperson.
Well, Ralph Epperson, good morning. How are you?
I have no excuse, Dr. Stan. I normally set the alarm clock, in early morning, and I didn't do it this morning. And I went to bed and got up this morning, and just a few minutes ago, and I said, my goodness, I'm supposed to be on the air. So
I'm glad you are. I appreciate you calling. Well, I was certainly trying to get our listeners to understand the relationship between the Gnostic religion and the Masons and the other secret societies. Have you looked into that at all?
Dr. Stan, I can hardly hear you.
The relationship between the Gnostic religion and the Masons. The Masons is sort of a modern-day manifestation of Gnosticism. Have you looked into that?
No. I'm certainly aware the Masons are directly involved in a huge conspiracy. In fact, I wrote a book that proves that they, at the 30th degree, they take a vow to destroy Christianity. And Albert Pike, who wrote the rituals that I read, I've got their actual rituals, the ones that they use during their ceremonies. He calls it the, quote, true purpose, unquote, of the Masonic Lodge at the 30th degree. So they take a sword in their hands and vow to destroy Christianity. That's what their true purpose is.
But most Masons have no idea what this is all about. That degree. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Ralph Emerson right here on the American Freedom Network.
For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning is Ralph Emerson. And Ralph, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and get your webpage and your contact information.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, if people want to read about my material, I have a catalog on the web, on the international, the World Wide Web. It's ralph-epperson.com. Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, dash Epperson, E P PP as in Peter, ERSON.com. Ralph-Epperson.com. And then if they want to talk to me or call me or whatever, we can certainly discuss things of interest. 800-422-3888. That means I pay for the call. 800-422-3888. Duck Stent, can I change the subject just a little bit?
Sure.
Duck Stent, I don't know if you know this or not, but Gerald Ford changed the Warren Commission report in violation of the law, which says that you shall not tamper with evidence. Did you know that? He actually physically changed the wording in the Warren Commission report to make the single bullet theory the explanation for the shooting of John Kennedy. He changed the words. I've got it in an article in the Arizona Daily Star just about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, August the 10th, 2008.
Well, they could not let the American people know that the establishment had killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They had to have the Warren Commission report as a cover-up, just like we had the 9/11 Commission report to conceal the truth about what happened on September 11th. So,
yes.
You know, I'm not in the least bit surprised. I'm sure you know that Gerald Ford was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a Mason. He was part and parcel of this whole secret movement, and he was well rewarded for his treachery on the Warren Commission. Why, they made him the President of the United States.
Well, let me tell you what he did, Dr. Stan, so you understand, and your listeners can be aware, the single bullet theory is a fraud.
There's no way that bullet could have popped up and down as it did. Go ahead.
Is that? Okay, here's what it is. In various copies of stories in books that I've read about the Kennedy assassination, they've shown the autopsy report done by the doctor at Parkland Hospital. And it consists of a double-sided sheet of paper. And on one side is a drawing, I guess there's two drawings, just in a rough black and white outline form for you to fill in what you saw. And the doctor on the back of John Kennedy put a dot there where there was a bullet hole from the back. It was about 8 inches off to the, I'm sorry, about 4 to 6 inches off to the right of the backbone and down about 8 or 6 or 8 inches from where the neck joins the shoulder. That means that he received a shot from the back, lower in the back. Gerald Ford physically in the report moved that hole up so that it would appear as if it came from the back, went through the neck, and then went down into John Connolly and did all this damage.
Well, basically the magic bullet was supposed to have gone through the back of John Kennedy, out the front of his neck. That was the source of the hole there. And then, of course, from there, gone into Connolly, his back, out of the front, into his right wrist, and then into his left knee. Now, that's an amazing accomplishment for one bullet, leaving bullet fragments every place there in both Kennedy and Connolly, and then reconstituting itself to be found on pristine condition, lying on the gurney there at the Parkland Hospital. And if you can convince the American people that the magic bullet really was able to reconstitute itself and bring back all the lead that it left all the way and it passes through the two men, why, of course, I suppose you believe we really went to war in Afghanistan because we wanted to catch Osama bin Laden.
Well, let me finish with the thought, Dr. Stan. One of the doctors at the Parkland Hospital probed that hole with his finger and said it went in around 2 to 3 inches and then stopped. So the bullet hole did not go through the body at all.
Right.
Now, let me talk about Dr. Charles A. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw was in the Parkland Hospital. He was on the emergency team that was in that emergency room trying to save the life of John Kennedy. He saw the entire event and was there actually doing work. He was one of the doctors who was actually touching the body of John Kennedy. After before they left the room, an admiral showed up and ordered all of the observers in the room to not say one word about what they had seen or done or anything else ever. And Dr. Crenshaw lived with that until 1992. He was getting older. He was a young man, I would guess, probably in his early 30s or so, and he was getting older in 1992, and he decided to break his silence and wrote a book called JFK, Conspiracy of Silence. And in that book, Dr. Crenshaw points out and testifies that John Kennedy was shot in the right temple. The fatal shot to John Kennedy's head was a frontal shot to the right temple. And on two of the TV shows of the day, like 2020 or 60 Minutes or something like that, I've got tapes of him. I taped the program. He is testifying in the Parkland Hospital room, the emergency room, with the reporter there, and he points towards his right temple with his right index finger. He does it on two different shows, and in his book he talks about this.
Well, I think people have to understand, he was told that he would never practice medicine. He was a surgical resident at the Parkland Hospital. I know him. I actually had to have an interview with him when I did, but he was told he would never practice medicine if he ever told the truth. And so it was many years later, after he was getting ready to retire, he wrote the book that you described. He was immediately attacked by the Journal of the American Medical Association, the official organization of organized medicine. So Dr. Crenshaw sued them, and they gave him $225,000, saying, well, we know we could have won the case, but it would have cost more to defend it than just to pay him off. But he was ordered then never to talk about about the settlement. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that they killed John Kennedy. But we have an interview with him in our first of our four tape sets on the assassination of President Kennedy. And you'll hear Dr. Crenshaw telling the story that Ralph just told. Of course, subsequently he died, and he's much younger than I am. But go ahead.
Now, there is one more confirmation that Dr. Crenshaw is correct. Malcolm Kildriff was the assistant press secretary to John Kennedy and traveled with him to Dallas, Texas. So he was in Parkland Hospital in the hallway waiting for the word as to what had happened to John Kennedy. The doctor walked out and told him that he could tell the press that John Kennedy died, I think it was at 12:30 or something. He timed it so that he could say that he was physically dead. And Kildriff walked into the press room, hastily called press conference in the room, and he announced with the clock behind him, I think it was about 1 o'clock or so, that John Kennedy had died in the assassination attempt, and he was actually crying. And someone shouts out to him, "Where was he shot?" And Malcolm Kildriff goes with his right index finger towards the right temple and says it was a shot to the head. Now, the autopsy photographs of John Kennedy do not show any physical shooting in the right temple. So either Crenshaw and Mr. Kildriff are wrong, or they are right, and the media knows that. They were there to cover the story. There were probably 50 men in that room. They saw the evidence that he was shot to the right temple, not from the back.
Hey, we're on left. Hold left, dog Ralph. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning is Ralph Epperson, and he's simply talking about the fraudulent autopsy report we were told about. There's a man named Lieutenant Commander Spitzer. He had actually witnessed, he had pictures of the autopsy. And Colonel Marvin, who we've interviewed a number of times, Lieutenant Colonel Marvin, was actually asked by the CIA to kill Lieutenant Commander Spitzer to get those pictures. The last thing they could ever do was let the American people know the truth. Lieutenant Colonel Marvin turned down the assignment. Somebody else took the assignment within about a year while Lieutenant Commander Spitzer was very, very dead. Died supposedly of a suicide. But, of course, why would he have committed suicide? Well, I think he was suicided, like Gary Webb, who we've interviewed, who shot himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. Well, anyway, go ahead, Ralph. With the
let me read, if I may. It's just a very short two sentences on the on this article I have from the Arizona Daily Star, Sunday, August the 10th, 2008. Warren Commission records released in 1997 revealed that in the final report, Ford changed the staff's original description of one of Kennedy's wounds. Ford said then that he only made the description more precise. Skeptics said Ford's wording falsely made the wound seem higher on the body to make the panel's conclusion that one bullet hit both Connally and Texas Governor Connally and John Kennedy.
Well, it had to be high. It showed it would come out the front of his neck, you know. And of course, that was the story they told. It went to the back, to the neck. But of course, if it went down where they originally described it, there was no way it could have come out of the front of his neck, gone through Kennedy, gone through Governor Connally, and then refurbished itself, brought all that metal that had been left there, and is still. In fact, I talked to Dr. Crenshaw. He talked about taking the metal, seeing the metal taken out of Governor Connally, out of his wrist, out of his thigh, fragments of the metal from that bullet, the magic bullet, that was able to reconstitute itself and bring back all that lead and then be found in pristine condition there on the gurney at the Parkland Hospital. And the American people accepted, because the alternative is too horrible to contemplate, that the government and the media lied to us and they killed the President of the United States and got away with it. Go ahead, Ralph.
Now, the question is this, Dr. Stan. When was the trial of Gerald Ford for tampering with evidence? When was he charged with that and tried? The FBI knew about this. That's what the report says. When was he charged with that, Dr. Stan?
He was rewarded and made the President of the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. He wasn't charged with tampering with evidence? I don't understand, Dr. Stan. Gerald Ford later became president, and it's okay to do this?
Absolutely. If you're part of the elite, if you're a Mason, if you're a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, you can get away with all sorts of things.
Well,
as you well know, Ralph, you know, if you're a Mason and you're charged with a capital crime, and there's a Mason, you know, as the judge, if there's a Mason on the jury, you're going to get off scot-free. They're sworn to do that. They've sworn blood oaths to protect fellow Masons.
You know, Dr. Stan, this just shows you. In fact, let's finish the thought. The Masons were directly involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. They were the ones that selected Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude on November the 22nd, 1963, when John Kennedy was shot. Now, it's just a coincidence that November is the 11th month, and you add 22 to 11, you get 33 underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude. At least three of the seven members of the Warren Commission were members of the Masonic Lodge.
You're right.
Gerald Ford, Senator Richard Russell, and, of course, Earl Warren, who was selected by Lyndon Johnson to become the head of this commission that lied and distorted the truth. He was a 33rd degree Mason. But the key to the whole thing was probably J. Edgar Hoover, who was also a 33rd degree Mason. And one last comment, Arlen Specter, the man who designed this stupid, illogical, inconsistent single bullet theory, was a 32nd degree Mason. He was, I think, what, legal counsel or something on the staff of the Warren Commission.
He was
a Mason. In other words, the Masons were directly involved. And by the way, there's not one mention in the Warren Commission of the shot to the right temple that came from the front. Not one mention of that. And yet they knew it was real. They saw it with their own eyes, and they covered it up. And so there was not only a conspiracy that killed the president, there was a conspiracy in covering up the evidence that John Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy. More than one shooter was firing at John Kennedy. There was a grassy knoll shooter, and he actually fired shots. Senator Yarbrough, was that his name? When he drove through he was in the second or third car behind Kennedy. When he drove through the area in front of the grassy knoll in his car, he said he smelled gun smoke. Gun smoke? How would you smell that if there was all coming from the back? I don't understand. In other words, the whole Warren Commission is a fraud, and the people that were there knew it was a fraud. That's scary. And notice this, Dr. Stannis, what, 60-some years later, or 40 years later, they've gotten away with it.
Well, they killed Martin Luther King. They killed Bobby Kennedy. They plunged us into war after war after war. And one reason to get rid of Kennedy is he didn't want to expand the Vietnam War, and they wanted to get a lot of Americans over there and get him killed. And they did. And that's a great tragedy.
Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, is named after Charles Bannerman Dealey, who owned the Dallas Morning News newspaper. He was a 33rd degree Mason. And there's an obelisk in Dealey Plaza with a plaque on the base of it that says this is to commemorate the site of the first fraternal lodge in Texas. Texas is a heavy Masonic state. All the men at the Alamo that fought for Texas independence were all Masons. There were 160 of them. They were all Masons. And they fought to protect. Please, I'm not denying that was a great effort for independence of Texas. But they were all coincidentally Masons. John Austin and Houston, they were all Masons. Now, I'm trying to point out that the Masons were directly involved in this conspiracy, and yet people like me that try to document the, and you as well, Dr. Stan, you know this, we're called crazy, lunatics, and everything else, when we are the ones doing the research into the real evidence of the Kennedy assassination, we get called crackpots and lunatics and everything else, and the people that got away with this are the good guys who get this.
We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later, Ralph. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ralph, good friend. Basically, if you would like to know more about the Kennedy assassination, we have a great four-tape set. It's called the JFK Assassination. There you'll hear my interview with Dr. Crenshaw. You'll hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. You'll hear an interview with Fletcher Prouty, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was immortalized in the Oliver Stone film. JFK, and of course, it's a two-hour interview. Fascinating information. Of course, certainly everybody on that four-tape set is now dead. But their information lives on. The Kennedy assassination, you can get the four-tape set by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a second JFK assassination update. There you'll hear the interview with Madeline Duncan Brown, who was, of course, Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and he told her that right after the meeting that was held the night before the assassination, that was on the 21st of November. Well, after tomorrow, I won't have to worry about those Kennedy boys. And, of course, the next day, of course, Jack Kennedy was dead. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they knew exactly what was coming down. We carried the book. The elite serial killers, that's the elite serial killers. We have a great DVD on the Kennedy assassination put out by Bob Fletcher. You can just request the Kennedy assassination by Bob Fletcher. And then of course, we have the book, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza by Craig Roberts. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get this information, if you'd like to get the information on the murder of Martin Luther King and about the trial that was held, where it went on for 4 months, 50 witnesses, and of course the jury decided that the government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King and not a word in the controlled media. We have the four tape set. We have, of course, the book, An Act of State by William Pepper. An Act of State by William Pepper. We also have a four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And, of course, as you know, the bullets came from behind, and yet Saran Saran was standing in front. So the real murderer, of course, got off scot-free. But they can't let the American people understand this is the sort of thing that happens, or they begin to understand that the war in Vietnam, the war in Korea, the Bay of Pigs invasion, the current wars are all staged. The only trouble is an awful lot of brave men die. An awful lot of loyal military people are killed or destroyed or their careers ruined because they begin to question the real motives of the secret societies that control our government today. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I want to remind you about the all-day meeting we're having seminar on the 26th of October, if you can possibly make it. We hope you can come. North Shore, Monterey Bay, will be bringing in excellent speakers. You're going to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that any of you are out there in a position to help us as we expand our ministry across America. We've just started an afternoon program, 4 to 5 every day in Spokane, Washington, and we're having to buy the time up there, but we've got a pretty good deal. I hope we can stay on there. An excellent drive time. That's the best time in the world to be on radio is drive time because we get people who don't know there's a problem listening. course, you can hear us on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen 9 hours a day to our satellite feed. You